Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast with Ken Williams. Each week, we dig deeper and discover the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining in and enjoy this week's conversation.
And happy Thanksgiving after week after Thanksgiving week. And I don't know what is it about my cat, but as soon as she as soon as she hears me recording, she comes over to say hi. And she jumped on a pile of papers that did not support her weight. And so that's what that crash was, if you heard it. Happy Friday. If you're listening to this as I release it, which you should subscribe and then download. Have it automatically show up in your feed so you can listen to this. And this is another short one because that's just how I want to do it today. And I heard something yesterday that got me thinking about a different way to think about gratitude. And because gratitude is on my mind with last week's Thanksgiving holiday, and last week we talked about some different ways to think about gratitude, specifically grateful, being grateful for yourself and the characteristics that you have, that you've developed, that make you who you are. I stand by that. I still like that. And so I shared that with my family as we had our Thanksgiving meal. And last night, as I was listening to a podcast, I heard the phrase, or I heard the term, quiet wealth. I'd never heard of this before. And I thought, well, what the heck? I'm going to do a podcast about quiet wealth. This is things that make you rich that don't cost money. And when I say rich, I don't mean financially wealthy. I mean you have a rich, satisfying, fulfilling aspect to your life. So let me explain. Last night, I was driving home after teaching Institute, and the wind was starting to pick up. I had been notified earlier in the day that there was going to be a high wind advisory overnight. And when I woke up this morning, I could hear the wind. They had extended the advisory, and I checked the temperature. It was 12 degrees. On the Fahrenheit scale, that's cold. On the Celsius scale, it's cold. I don't know which one's colder. It doesn't matter. I think Fahrenheit's colder. But it was cold. And my first thought was, I am so grateful that I don't work outside anymore. That, to me, is an example of quiet wealth. That experience of not having to work outside in the elements is making my life richer, more abundant, and is a cause for deep gratitude. So that's one example. There are plenty of these. And I think, let me change my emphasis. I think that the more we find and recognize the areas where we have quiet wealth, the better we will become at noticing them. And our lives will reflect that. We'll notice our areas of quiet wealth. We will become more abundant with these areas of quiet wealth. Right now, not sure if you can hear it. I have my microphone set, so maybe you can't. But in the other room, my sweet wife is on a video call with our daughter and grandson. And I'm so grateful for them. I keep thinking of justifications. How can I justify a trip to Rexburg so that I can go visit my daughter, son-in-law, he's okay too, and my grandson? That, the pictures that I get, the videos that I get, the video calls that I get to participate in, that is quiet wealth. That makes my life richer, more abundant, and money cannot buy it. Now, money, of course, can pay for the plane ticket to get me out there, but the family relationship is not something that you can buy. And for some people that I know who have really complicated family relationships, I think they, maybe that's you. You know what I'm talking about. A great family relationship is something that money can't buy. Let me just think of one other thing. We're going to keep it we're going to keep it light. I am I'll share this thing cuz I might have no, I have I don't think I've talked about it. There's an opportunity. I love teaching. I don't know if you know that about me. I love teaching. I love teaching the gospel. I love the insights that I gain as I study the doctrines of Jesus Christ. And there was a message that came through my email a couple months ago that there was a need for institute teachers in the Pathway program. Pathway is a function of BYU Idaho. Pathway is a way where people who don't have easy access to secondary education can get a degree. I don't know a lot of the details, but I do know because BYU Idaho is sponsoring it. BYU Idaho is a church institution, at least connected to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So there are religious classes that are required as a part of this. And the call was put out that we need institute teachers to teach online. Well, I can do online. I can teach. And so a couple of weeks ago, I was set apart as a service missionary, a senior missionary. I don't feel like I'm that old, but I'm a senior service missionary. I got my ID, my name badge yesterday. I'm a senior service missionary teaching Online Institute for Pathways. And that is something that I'm expecting will enrich my life in ways that money can't buy, in the ways that I discover the more of the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ, the way that we are blessed by God in His hand, the hand of God, the way that we are cared for by Jesus Christ and the atonement of Christ. That's something that as time goes on, I will share some of those experiences with you. So there you go. So my question, this is my invitation to you as I wrap this up. What quiet wealth do you experience? What areas of your life do you have where there's quiet wealth that blesses your life? It's there. And I would love to hear. Shoot me an email. In the show notes, I've got my email. But you can send me an email, ken@chocolatecakebites.com, ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And let me know. Let me know what quiet wealth you experience in your life. And the great thing is there's no wrong answer. Anything at all that blesses your life, that makes your life more rich, more abundant, more blessed, that's quiet wealth. That's what I've got for you this week. And happy Thanksgiving last week. Happy all the holidays. Christmas is coming up in a couple of weeks, 2.5, 3.5 weeks, whatever it is, and the new year. Maybe I'll do another goals episode. It seems to be something that I just do every year. But it's going to be different this year than it's been in the past because I am modifying my perspective on goals. But for now, let's spend a little bit more time on the quiet wealth that we experience in our lives. And like I said, we'll be blessed for it. I have been, and I hope you are too. Talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. We want to hear how to make the podcast better for you, so please let us know at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. That's ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?